Hey, welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. A very special In Conversation episode today. We've got Rex Haberman from the band Light Over There, who's joining us to talk about his song Lorena. Now, this song has been on the Independent Number Ones Volume 10, which hit number one on Amazon UK, top 20 on the iTunes charts, and a lot of success, really. But Lorena now is being promoted as a single by WOA and by Light Over There, all over the place. So please, you know, go out there and download this song, because I'm very, very pleased to announce that Lorena hit the top 10 in the UK on the rock charts on iTunes. So it was number 9 or number 8, I think. It peaked at number 8 or 9, and which is really cool for in the rock genre, where the competition is with all these major, massive, legendary bands, and for an independent artist to kind of hit that that kind of a peak number is amazing. So, and of course, WOA Entertainment is behind this track, and we've been pushing it all over the place. So on Spotify, go check out Light Over There, and the song is Lorena, and you should see a lot of movement on Spotify right now. And of course, all our listeners from WOA, they always support our artists. So thank you very much to all the independent music supporters, the real independent music listeners who tune into WOA and then go out there and support our artists. Today we bring you our 6 certified indie songs of the week. Today is also very special because we are going to be playing songs by the WOA artists who have made it into the 63rd Grammy ballots. So they're up for a nomination. So fingers crossed. So one of those artists is me. Okay, it's Oliver Sean featuring Real Indie Project, which is this group of musicians that I formed. I formed this amazing band called Real Indie Project, and they're part of this album along with the Oliver Sean band. And I'm really happy to have all these great musicians joining me on my album Devil Is Back. So that's in that's up for Blues Contemporary. So for your consideration, to all the Grammy voters listening in, Devil Is Back in Blues Contemporary. So we kick the show off though with one of the songs from that album called House of the Rising Sun. Now this is my mom's favorite song, and I actually did this kind of like a pseudo live version in the studio, okay, when we were recording this album. I did it specially for my mom, and today is my mom's birthday, so happy birthday, Mom! And this song is for her, you know, dedicated to her, because it's her favorite song. So we kick the show off with that. Then we have a song called Brother by an artist called Enoch Amrani. We have never played Enoch on our show before, so this is I've just come across him on Music X-Ray, who send us a lot of music, you know, independent music who submit for the show. And I must say, I really like this song and this artist. It's really well performed, and it's up there with all the other majors. So kudos to Enoch Amrani. And so that's Brother coming in at number 2. And then we have Silent Stranger, one of my favorite 80s artists from Canada. This is his song, A Girl Like You. Now, A Girl Like You is in the remix category for the 63rd Grammy Award ballots. It's in the 63rd Grammy Award ballots. So for your consideration to the Grammy voters, Silent Stranger, A Girl Like You, alt mix. Then we have Lorena, our featured artist, Light Over There. Rex Haberman from Light Over There is joining me in the studio over the phone, but still, he's joining us all the way from Florida, talking about this amazing collaboration he did with this artist in Ireland. So he'll tell you all about it, so stick around for that. We then have A Die for a Kiss by an amazing artist from California, Thomas Michael Link. Now, Thomas was on the jazz charts in America for like a whole week. He was in the top 5, you know, number 1, number 2, number 3, constantly for like a whole week. So this single of his has really done well. And he's also in rock performance and rock song categories of the Grammy Awards with some of his music, including Die for a Kiss. So for your consideration, Thomas Michael Link. We then have one of my favorite British artists called Mick J. Clark with the song We Know It's True. Now, We Know It's True hit number 2 in the UK and number 3 in America. Now, this is huge for an artist who makes music that is about causes. You know, he talks about different causes, and he puts all his efforts into a cause that is close to his heart. Now, this one, for example, is about the environment, you know, so he's so passionate about that. So there's a new album coming out by Mick J. Clark called Causes, and it's being released by WOA and supported by WOA Entertainment, and we are very, very excited about this album. It's probably one of the first albums ever to be released where every song is about a different cause, you know, smoke, anti-smoking, anti-bullying, environment, you know, you talk about it, it's there, you know, anger issues, it's all there, it's amazing. And Mick J. Clark is literally, he is the embodiment of Eddie Rabbit when he sings. I mean, his voice, I think, sounds just like him, and his singing style is probably even better, I'd say. So Mick J. Clark, also, by the way, in rock performance and rock song on the 63rd Grammy Award ballot. So for your consideration to all the Grammy voters listening in. Last but not least is the number one song from my Devil Is Back album, which is for your consideration in Blues Contemporary, music video, best producer, co-producer, which is my mom, Wanda Alvarez. She's in for best co-producer, best producer actually. So she's a co-producer on this album, and also album of the year, you know, obviously. And then there's Goa Chill Out Zone is also one of the WOA compilation albums. Volume 9 is on best album of the year. So so we end the show with Yeah Whatever, and the reason I'm doing that is because there's a new music video coming out very, very soon for Yeah Whatever. So stick around for that, it's going to be freaking awesome. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day, guys.
There is a house in New Orleans, they call it the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor, she sewed my new blue jeans, and my father was a gambling man way down in New Orleans. Gambling is a suitcase and a straw, and the only time he's satisfied is when he's all drunk. Now, mother, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun. I've got one foot on that platform, and I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball chain. There is a house in New Orleans, many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. And God, I know I'm one. mother, you don't have to walk alone. Brother, you shouldn't be on your own. And you know I'll always be your friend. So turn those lights back on again. I'll never lose my faith in you, even if sometimes you only make me cry. And when the darkness crawls up on you and it feels like there's no way out but to die, the sun ain't your enemy and people ain't all that bad. You know the sun ain't your enemy and people ain't all that bad. To walk alone, brother, you shouldn't be on your own. And you know I'll always be your friend. So turn those lights back. You believe it's too late for you, even if sometimes you can't even shed a single tear. And when the walls are caving in on you and it feels like there's nowhere to hide, your enemy the people ain't all that bad. You know the sun ain't your enemy, people ain't all that bad. Brother, you don't have to walk alone. Brother, you shouldn't be on your
passing, it's got me for a ride.
help it, I need you by my side. I know that we're in love. Does that seem like enough?
I said we're going to have a very, very special guest today. It's Rex Haberman. Now, Rex has been working with us on various other albums, and he has this amazing band called War Poets. And I really like that name, by the way. But today we're talking about a song called Lorena by Rex. And that song, it hit number one on Amazon in the UK and the top 20 in the UK via the Independent Number Ones Volume 10. So I have a lot of stuff to talk about this amazing, beautiful song. And we've got Rex Haberman on the phone. Rex, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. And which part of America are you in right now, Rex?
I'm in the beautiful sunshine state of Florida.
Oh, Florida. Awesome. But tell me something. Weren't you based in like an island somewhere a few years ago?
I lived in the island of Curaçao for 3 years.
I remember that because we did talk years ago, or like a year ago or something. And you were in Curaçao, I think, when we were talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I think that's correct.
So why did you leave the beautiful Curaçao? Well, Florida is beautiful too, don't get me wrong, but why did you leave Curaçao?
Well, what happened is that I was doing some work in Florida.
Okay.
And I was traveling back and forth. And then during one of the lockdowns from the COVID, I was no longer able to return to Curaçao.
Oh, no.
And so I have not been able to get back to there since March.
Oh, and is your family in Curaçao now?
They were, but we got them back in June.
Okay.
I actually chartered a plane and went and got them. And
oh my
them back.
Goodness me! That's some story, Rex.
It was interesting.
Well, so it must have been a scary time for you guys.
Well, the scariest part about it, I think, was in Curaçao. Their healthcare is pretty good, but they don't have the all of the medications and physicians that we have here.
Yeah.
So it was worrisome, that's for sure.
Okay. So are you planning on going back then anytime soon? Well, once Corona is over, if it gets over.
I don't think so, because okay. They're closed to Americans right now.
Oh.
And they're actually having their own surge right now.
Anyway, let's move on to the better things, like music.
Absolutely.
So Rex, one of your best songs, I must say, is Lorena. And there was another song that actually got me really interested in war poets, which is how we kind of connected. What was the name of that song again? Can you remind me? That was on the other album that we released.
Oh, I think it might have been called Better Place.
Better Place. And it was such an interesting song. And you told me all about the band being in different places and you working with them. That is like something that you do, isn't it? You work with people who are not very close to you, physically close, like in the same place.
That's true. So this particular song, the band is light over there. So we have two bands, really.
Right,
we have
okay.
War Poets,
mm-hmm.
but then we also have a band called Light Over There.
Light Over There.
And Light Over There is myself and also a singer from Galway, Ireland.
Awesome.
Whose name is Aileen Henderson. So we are Light Over There.
Fantastic.
And Lorena song by Light Over There.
Have you got more songs with Light Over There aside from Lorena, or is that your first like a debut track?
So Aileen and I have written 11 songs.
Wow.
And they're all on iTunes and Pandora and okay. Spotify and everything like that. We have we're currently working on a couple more songs, but this song is quite interesting. When I was in Curaçao, I met a woman named Lorena,
oh.
of all things, of course, and she's from Colombia.
Okay.
So when I met her, she was a friend, and we got to know each other, and she knew I played music, and she goes, when are you going to write me a song?
Okay.
I said, now. I'll write it right now.
Okay.
And so I sat down, and I came up with something, but I sent it to Aileen in Ireland, and I said, Aileen, I want you to write lyrics for the song and sing it.
Yeah.
However, it has to be called Lorena.
Okay.
It's about Lorena. And she did. She wrote all the lyrics and she did all the vocals on the record.
That's a great story. I mean,
yeah. She has no idea who Lorena is. And then she wrote it and there it is.
Fantastic. But I also saw this amazing documentary that you made. I think you directed it, if I'm not mistaken, about your trip that you actually flew to Ireland and you all did like a tour and recordings. So tell me more about that. That's very interesting.
So my producer, his name is John Richardson. He's in Menominee, Wisconsin, which is he's the former drummer of Gin Blossoms.
Oh, okay,
so
wow.
He's an established professional.
Nice.
Anyway, he has a studio, and I've got to know him quite well. And anyway, we put a band together, and we recorded these songs with Aileen, where we did the music in Wisconsin and recorded the music there.
Yeah.
And then the vocal parts we did, or at least her vocal parts, we did the same day in Ireland, but of course there's 5-6 hour time difference.
Yeah.
So we would record in the morning and then she would record in the afternoon.
Right.
And then we'd just send files back and forth. And then we did all the mixing and the mastering. And that's how we put it all together. And then we subsequently went to Ireland for a tour and did a tour of the country. And we brought over some really good musicians, some excellent musicians.
Okay.
It was It was a fabulous tour.
So it was a proper music tour, not just holiday, like proper. You're performing all over Ireland.
Yes, nice. All over.
So this is, you're talking about the Republic of Ireland or Northern Ireland?
Both. We actually played in the Republic of Ireland, and then we were in the northern part of Ireland, and we drove across. I don't know if you've been there, but we drove across the top part of Ireland and ran into like a million sheep, all pink. Yeah, it was something.
Yeah.
Beautiful country, though.
Yeah.
And then we got to the border, you know, of going into Northern Ireland, and it was this no man's land for about 5 miles.
Yeah.
And then we went to Belfast, and we played a show in Belfast, and then came back down to Dublin.
Amazing. So speaking of Lorena and the fact that you wrote it for this Colombian, beautiful Colombian woman, does she know about the song? Has she heard it?
Well, that's another part of the story, because I've been waiting on this thing to see if it would get any traction.
Uh-huh.
And if it does, I want her to discover this. I was not going to tell her, but I think we'll see what happens and see if it gets some play on it. Then
Now that WOA has gotten their hands on this song, and we love this song so much, it's already making some noise in the UK. You know, it's number one on Amazon, and it was top 20 on the iTunes singer songwriter charts. But it's on a full album. But now we think this song, with the promotions we're doing for it and getting it on radio, we really believe that this song is gonna get some major traction on its own.
Yeah,
so best of luck on that, Rex. I really like this song. It's an amazing track. So before I play this song, and oh, by the way, I must say, War Poets, that band of yours is fantastic, okay? So don't neglect that side of your music,
yes.
Man. I love it. Really do.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And we're not.
Good.
My songwriting style is I get into a flurry of songs, and I just can't, you know, I'll do like 5, 6, 7 songs, and then it's like the candle goes out for a while.
Yeah.
And then I just like, now I have like a block and I can't do anything. Yeah.
But that happens.
And it comes back.
Yeah, that happens with a lot of musicians, isn't it, Rex? You know, you just block out for a bit and then you come back to writing songs again.
But, you know, some people, I think you know this, you know, some people sit down and they'll start playing a guitar and they'll start playing a cover song of whoever.
Yeah.
And they'll play this and they'll play that and they'll play this and they'll play that. What I do is I sit down when I have a guitar. Within 5 minutes, I have a song.
That's amazing.
It's always been
that way. Yeah.
I mean, some of it's ridiculous and bad.
Yeah.
But then some of it, hey, this is kind of, I like it. I like this.
Yeah.
And Lorena came to me that exact way. It was just came out of the blue. I was thinking of her and I was like, this is it. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's record it.
I can imagine, because, you know, when a song just sticks to your head, you know that song's going to be a good one, you know. Is Lorena now, the credits, does it go for War Poets and Light Over There, or is it just Light Over There?
It really is Light Over There.
Rex, before you go, do you want to plug in some of your social media and websites to fans?
Or The War Poets.
At The War Poets, And Light Over There?
It's just Light Over There.
At Light Over There.
Yeah.
What about
YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
It's YouTube.com and then /C. The letter C, / War Poets.
Oh, okay.
And then it's the same, youtube.com/C/ Light Over There.
Oh, that's great. So it's easy for people to just find you guys.
You know, it seems like YouTube seems to be like one of the most popular, ways to discover, you know, bands.
Well, on that note, folks, we're going to play one of my new favorite songs from the Independent Number Ones, Volume 10. It hit number one on Amazon. I'm going to keep saying this for the next whole year. And it hit the top 20 on the singer-songwriter charts in the UK. And here is wishing Rex the best of luck for this single, Lorena by Light Over There. Here we go.
Turn it. alone in the dark. We found all through. I never knew love could be like this. I never thought I could feel such bliss. I never knew life held so much to miss. But now I know I would. And turn in your violent dance. You tell me it's love, you call it romance. I never knew love could be like this. I never thought I could feel such bliss. I never knew life held so much to miss. But now I know I would.
always try to fly to another planet in the sky, or maybe see away. Cause there's no escape from the mistakes we made. So we know it's true what we gotta do, but we know that only time will tell. We gotta all join hands, gotta make this land a heaven, not a hell. We know we can't go back, this is where we're at. We know we don't know what's up ahead, but with so much regret for so much neglect, should have listened to what the scientists said. We know it's true, we know it's cruel, we know it's beautiful, but treat it bad, you'll make it mad. We didn't try. No, we can't deny. We know it's true. We know it's good. We know it's beautiful. But treat it bad, you'll make it mad. It's true. And when we have to say goodbye, will we turn around and look behind and see the tears they'll cry? We didn't try. No, we can't deny. It's true. It's true. I guess we know it's true.
Make it.